Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. Thank you very much, Chairperson, for providing us this new papers and this paper. I think the language contained in this paper we can support fully. My comment is focusing on human control, the world's human control proposed by Austria and many others. For our delegation, the term human control can be interpreted in two ways. One refers to the command and control of military forces as a concept familiar in military context. The other refers to the literal control of machines by humans. While the former is straightforward and fine with us, the latter requires careful considerations. The content of the human control should be considered in relation to the use of weapon systems and the circumstances in which they are used, and that it is not something that is required at all times and in all process, from the beginning to the end of the usage of weapon systems. So, through our discussion, we have come to understand that the Austria's proposal for human controls primarily emphasizes the human control of machines. However, Japan cannot accept this interpretation without clear understanding of its specific implications. This topic has been under discussion for a long time, and differences of opinions remain unresolved. To move forward, it is essential to identify specific measures required for implementing human control. We have not yet reached that stage. Therefore, at this point, Japan supports the position of our Republic of Korea and the United States, and we believe it is important to adhere to the agreed language from 2023. Thank you.